Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say hello this evening and see what everybody's doing. If you have any issues, any problems, please don't hesitate to call this evening. I'm going to be here till 7, and the earlier time that we can get on, the more people we can get on, and the more that we can help in terms of healing. So on that note, I just want to say hello again, and we could get started talking. I have a friend of mine, and we have come up with a shirt. It's a very powerful shirt. It was designed by Jane Hopkins, who's a very dear friend of mine, and she designed it in the Arizona desert. It is a holographic scheme, and it's extremely beautiful. It's violet. It has peacock blue in it. It has the most beautiful colors you'll ever see. And what we've done was is that we've put it on a shirt. And that shirt is extremely powerful. It'll help you tremendously. It'll bring you a lot of happiness and a lot of joy. And on top of that, it's very holographic in terms of energy. And I believe that it's helped me so far. Even putting it on, I've been able to see more color and vividly, very, very vividly. So I know it works for me, and I put a lot of energy into each shirt. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to have Jane on next week, and we're going to talk about the shirt. I'm not trying to sell it this evening. I just wanted to talk about it and let you know that it is available. It's on the website, I believe, and if it's not yet, it will be by tomorrow. But it's got a tremendous amount of power in it, and I think it'll help you tremendously in terms of energy, in terms of growth. That's enough about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about is love. And trying to understand ourselves is trying to understand our neighbors and ourselves in terms of love, light, and harmony. It's very important that we use that kind of energy every day in our lives, that we bring some happiness and bring some solace to people that really need it. And I think it's very important that we learn to cooperate with nature and allow nature to heal us. A lot of times I go out into the woods and I become very grounded just by standing on the ground. Hug trees. I love hugging trees. The soul of the tree, the spirit of the tree, is within the first 6 feet of the tree. And it looks just like us. And what you can do is that when you hug a tree, they are very compassionate, and you'll be able to feel the energy going through you. If there's anything negative in you, actually it will come out and dissipate on the top of the tree. So there are things that happen in nature that are very beautiful. I remember walking in the woods a lot and seeing the forest spirits above the trees, and they would move when I would move. And when they got to the clearing, or within about 10 or 15 feet of the clearing, they would go back into the woods. So there's a lot of life, a lot of wonderfulness in the healing ability of the forest. And that's why people, when they go in there, they feel so calm and so rested. It's almost like being near the ocean. And the ocean has the ability of healing us as well. And let me not get off in a tangent here. We'll discuss one thing after another. But the forest itself, it's just so wonderful to be involved with love and life and harmony and beautifulness around you. And I think it's very important that we discuss things that would be very, very good for us. I know that we have a lot of ELF around us, and we have a lot of satellites that are programmed, and we have a lot of different things that that are used today, and we need to allow ourselves to recuperate from that once a week at least. And of course, wearing my receptor and wearing the projector have always been very, very good for me. But the main thing is to get out into nature. To understand nature is to understand more of God. What we need to do is to let go and allow ourselves to be more in touch, more in tune with everything around us. And part of the issue is that we've gotten away from our primal self. And getting back to nature and getting back to the ocean will help you get yourself back into the primal forces of nature. And doing a lot of meditation, doing a lot of healing with other people will also get you back in touch with the Almighty. There's a lot to discuss in terms of nature. There's a lot to discuss in terms of the ocean. So we're going to talk about nature a little bit more in terms of the forest. There are forest people, there are forest spirits, there are forest everything out there that you can imagine that's absolutely beautiful. I've seen fairies in there, I've seen a lot of things that are absolutely beautiful. I've seen angels, there's a lot that's in the forest. And the beautiful part about it is that my late friend, Gabriel Weiss, she had a beautiful piece of property in Naples, New York. And one of the things that we used to do was we would go drumming on her property, and we would also go and find male and female energies on the property. And the interesting part about it is that you could actually feel the energies, the opposite poles of the energy. If you stood where the male energy was, you could feel the energy, you could feel the energy going down. And when you felt the female, you could actually feel the energy coming up. So you can go and find, usually what happens, if you're out into the woods and you feel drawn, follow it. Don't let it get away from you. In other words, if you hear a voice in your head, which is probably yourself, getting in touch with the primal forces of the forest, and if it tells you to go over and touch this tree, or if it tells you to stand in this spot, I would do that. I've got a friend out in Canandaigua who asked me to come out to his property, and we found that it was a very spiritual area, and as we passed trees, one tree would be good for mental clarity, and then the next tree would be good for any kind of sores, and the next tree would be good for something else, and so on and so on. And so I've got to go down there and mark that out for him. But if you get the idea of being pulled to a tree or a flower or anything else in the forest, go do it. Feel it. Feel everything around you. Pick up a rock. Just let the rock absorb the energy that's in you in terms of, you'll see that everything in nature wants to help you. Just because a rock is a rock doesn't mean that it doesn't have healing abilities. It's very important to get in touch with nature, and very important to get in touch with everything in nature. I've talked about this before, being able to see the spirit in the trees, which is about 6 feet high. I've been able to see the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, the eyes of flowers, and they actually look at us. The way that I got to do that is that I was in meditation one day, working on a client. I go into a meditative state every time I do massage work. And the one thing that I was allowed to do was that I was remote viewing a tree outside with its eye, and the eye was looking at me, and I was looking at the eye. And I was allowed to go behind the eye and look out, and it looks just like we do. So I know that they look at us. I know that they have a wonderfulness about them. And the most amazing thing about it is that they're all giving. And we need to learn to be all giving. We need to let go more. We need to allow ourselves to expand our consciousness, to allow ourselves to feel everything in nature. That's the air. That's everything that you can imagine. I know there's been plenty of times. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. And there's a Wissahickon River that runs into the Schuylkill. And as many times when I would go down and sit on a rock and take my shoes off, and boy, the water was cool, but I could feel myself being cleared. And it's a wonderful feeling. So if you're out past Arizona and you have a stream and you're not feeling that well, go into the water. Just take your shoes and socks off and sit on a rock, stand in the water, and you'll actually feel a lot of things dissipate. You can also do it by standing by the river or by the stream and putting your hands not in the water, but, you know, whatever height you are, just put your hands in the water. What happens is that we have a lot of positive energy in us, and the water has negative energy. And we need to balance that out to give ourselves mental clarity, to give ourselves the physical needs that we need, and also to be able to feel the love again in ourselves that's given to us as a gift from heaven. And a lot of times we're so busy with work that we actually can't feel that. So by going back into nature, you'll be able to feel a tremendous amount of energy. And I think it's really, really great that we're given the opportunity to be able to feel all this and to be able to help each other with this kind of love. And it's very important for our growth. It's very important for spiritual growth. It's very important to be able to help ourselves and our families, and to be able to discuss it and come up. You know, if you don't have anything to talk about around dinner table, and you have a family that's opened up to nature, or, you know, you want to discuss nature, what you can do is just say, let's go for a nature walk. And that's really a lot of fun to do, and you can discuss why you want to go on a nature walk. You don't have to tell them, you know, you pick up a rock and you talk to the rock. You can tell them that everything in nature is so beautiful, and it's a gift to us, and we need to really experience it. And because a lot of people don't do that anymore. They've actually gotten away from walking and holding hands and being able to live their lives the way that we're supposed to be. And I think it's very important that we take our loved ones and hold hands, go into the forest, go into the water, whatever the case may be, and love it and enjoy it. Embrace it. It's just so wonderful to be able to feel all that love. If you want to be able to heal, if you want to be able to feel nature at its utmost, you need to be in it to be able to experience that. I've done some courses with people that are very in touch with nature, and it's always very helpful to be able to be with those kind of people to understand where they're coming from and to understand where nature is coming from. So it's very important to be able to love that kind of energy, and it's very important to be able to feel that kind of energy. The other thing is that the ocean, a lot of times, as I said, I was born in Philadelphia, and we're 70 miles away from Atlantic City. And I remember when I was a young boy, and that was a long time ago, we would walk on the sands and not see anybody for 10 miles. That's not the case anymore, of course, but that was an island called Brigantine, which is 4 miles off Atlantic City. We were one of the, I think, the first 7th family on the island, and we would have a wonderful time just picking up shells and throwing them back in the water and seeing these beautiful shells and taking them home. And it was just such a wonderful feeling being in the bright sky, no shirt on, and just walking for miles, looking at the seashells, looking at the sand, enjoying the wonderful water and the porpoises. We used to see that when we were kids. I haven't been there in quite a while, but I remember there was such a beautiful view and such a wonderful time of my life. And what we need to do is to get back in that time of our life, to be able to experience the freedom, to be able to express ourselves, because we've lost that, and it's very important to get that back. The reason I'm talking about getting it back is because when you're young, you experience so many experiences, And it's just a wonderful thing to do, to get in touch with the primal forces of nature. We are all there at one point or other, and it's taken away from us because we don't use it. So by going back into nature, by going into the water, by going into the ocean, it's quite an experience to be able to feel all that love. All we need to do is just, very simple, two words, let go. You'll be able to feel forces that you've never been able to feel since you were a little kid. And the reason that I'm suggesting this is because it'll bring you back into harmony. It will bring you back into homeostasis in your mind. A lot of us are so busy that we don't have the time to allow ourselves to feel and to love nature. And it's so, so important for our spiritual growth. It's important for our mental outlook. It's important for everything about us. And, I can't talk about that enough. So, that's what I do. And, it allows me to be able to be clear, to be able to see in my body and feel my body, and to be able to look into my body, to be able to see the forces inside, to be able to see the colors inside, to be able to see the atomic structure, and to be able to see the cellular structure. It's really amazing what you can see when you have everything else out of your mind, to be able to help yourself, because when you're helping yourself in that kind of energy, you're helping everybody else around you, and I'll explain how that works. Our aura, as I think if you've been seeing on my shows, I've had people call me from Australia, I've had people call me from Washington State or from California, and within about 5 minutes after we've done some work, what I do is have them hold their hand up in front of them like they're going to shake my hand, and I can actually take my hand and put it against their aura, which is in the fingertips of their fingers. And believe it or not, that's a very sensitive area for our body because our hands are made for healing. So as I'm touching that, they can feel that 3,000 miles away in the aura. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that we have the ability. Every person on this planet has the ability to be able to have gifts that they have and to be able to bring them out and use them to their highest and best good, whether it's to be able to see energy, to be able to feel energy, to be able to move the energy, whatever the case may be, we have the gifts to be able to do that. We need to be able to free ourselves. We need to be able to say to ourselves, we're not afraid anymore. You know, all this news and everything else, and it hasn't been good in the last 30, 40 days. But Mr. Obama, I guess, is a gift for us. And so things will probably be changing for the better. But the other thing is that I don't want to get caught up in politics. The most important thing is to get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with the energy that's in you. I've taught people over the last year and 3 months to be able to breathe in the breath of God and just to be able to take in that wonderful breath and allow that to go right through your body. Just allow it to go through. We have chakras on the bottom of our feet that can be opened very easily. There are governors around the body that clear the body, that clear the chakras. I'm doing some advanced work with people now and showing them how to open up all the chakras within 4 seconds, because of the governors around the body. There's one big governor, and I won't discuss it tonight, but that will actually open up all the chakras within 4 seconds. So there's a lot that we can do and a lot that we can learn, and there's a lot that we can have the ability to do when we put our minds to it. So what I'm saying to you is start today. Learn to love nature more. Learn to love yourself more. To love nature is to love yourself. It's a God-given gift, and we can actually find our gifts in nature. And it's just a wonderful feeling. I've told the story a zillion times about Dr. Valerie and I walking into the woods at Sacred Groves and to be able to see an angel, actually two angels, and they disappeared right in front of me. So there are things out there that are just absolutely beautiful that are far more incomprehensible, but be able to see it and to be able to let it go. It's just really beautiful to do, and you can do that so easily if you allow yourself not to get caught up in the value of it, but to allow it to go. When you see something like that, thank God for it and just let it go. What happens is that that goes into your aura, that goes into your thinking, that goes into your heart. But what I was discussing before is when you have your aura very clear, in other words, let's say you're healing somebody. Every time you heal somebody, you're actually manifesting more of a healing energy around your body. You're manifesting more of a healing energy in your body. So anything that you're doing for somebody, let's say I had clients that came in with cysts, and the cysts dissipated in a matter of a minute. If somebody else was to have that cyst in their body, the person that got the healing would be able to walk into that aura of another person if they had that type of cyst, and they would actually dissipate. Why? Because that's in the aura. Without telling anybody, that's in the aura, and that would help heal the person without them even knowing it. That's why when somebody can walk down the street and twist their ankle, I was at a book signing last week, and the person that I was signing a book with, a person who came out with a book, they made a chapter on me in the book. And she was discussing about when she sprained her ankle and she was in tremendous pain. And she was massaging me that day. And rather than to massage, I put my hands on her ankle. With a matter of 2 or 3 minutes after she had gotten a lot of the emotional content out of her body after crying, she was completely okay. The pain was gone. She was walking correctly. It's not a matter of taking the healing. What you need to do is to let it go. In other words, allow the healing just to happen. Allow it to go. In other words, if your mind is clear and you're in touch with the universe, you're in touch with the Almighty, you're in touch with the angels around you, all you need to do is to allow yourself to let go, because it's all there for you. The more you let go, the more that the angels can work through you, the more that the Almighty will be able to work through you. So it's very important to allow all that to happen. And it can happen instantaneously when you let go of everything that you don't need. You'll always have the love of your family, your friends. That's something that never goes, is love. Love is always there for you, and the more you love that you build around you, the more love that you can heal people with. And if you allow that to happen, allow it to be able to be free of yourself, to be able to feel everything around you. In other words, when you start clearing energy, there is light out there. There's light in the universe. There is light all around you. There's so much beautifulness that we don't see because we're blocked by it, because of the media, because of this or that, or because our children were here or there and, you know, you're worried. Take the time to meditate. Take the time to go into nature. Allow everything to dissipate. The clearer you become, the more you let go, the more sensitive you will be for your children, for your wife, for your husband, and everybody around you. It's so important to allow yourself to be free of your own freedom and to be able to express your own expression of freedom. It's very important to allow yourself to feel everything around you. If you want to be a healer, if you want to just give love to somebody, allow yourself to be free. You don't have to work hard at it. You don't have to sit in meditation for 30 or 40 years to be enlightened. what you need to do is just go into the woods. The more you let go, the more you'll be, the more you'll find of yourself. There's so much of us that we need to be in touch with. And I think it's really wonderful. The more that we get in touch with that feeling, the higher the resolution, the higher the vibration. And it's really, really wonderful to be in touch with that kind of energy. The necklaces, the nuclear receptors, that's fine, but we need to get in touch with ourselves. We need to get in touch with what really counts with us. And all the necklaces in the world are beautiful. The nuclear receptor just happens to be the best in the world. But for my own ability, I use a nuclear receptor and I use the projector all the time. I wear it all the time except for when I go to sleep. And what I'm thinking about doing now, Dr. Fred and I were talking about I might buy a platinum receptor, not a platinum receptor, but a platinum projector. I don't think anybody's got a projector yet. I think there's two people that I know of that are wearing platinum receptors. I don't really want the receptor. I want the projector and platinum. And if there's people out there that have been wearing that gold for about 5 or 6 years, maybe even 10 years, you might want to think about the platinum projector or receptor, because what that'll do, it's about 1,000% more powerful than the gold or the silver necklace. So when you're ready for it, you'll know it. That would be really interesting to do. So I think on Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to order one. But I think the important thing is not to get lost in that. The important thing is that get in touch with nature. As you're getting in touch with nature, you'll calm down and you'll be more in touch with yourself. The reality of it is that there is reality. And the reality that we want to look at might not be the reality we think it is. There's so much involved. There's so much influx that's involved. There are so many different kinds of dimensions. And the more, as I'm saying, the more we let go, the more multidimensional we'll be able to think. So in other words, if you're thinking about helping somebody, don't look through your own eyes. Look through heaven's eyes. Think of yourself as being a part of God. Think of yourself as being part of either Jesus or Moses or whatever the case may be. Think about it and do it. Live that kind of life. Live the kind of life that you're meant to live. And I think it's so important to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy and to be able to use it as well as you can. It's amazing the amount of power that we have that we don't use, and it's amazing of the amount of power that we have that we do use. So you can be as powerful as you want. You can be as wonderful as you want. But just remember that you have to be able to give up to receive. Everything is receiving and giving, receiving and giving. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. It's also give and take. It's just wonderful to be able to use the energies that God has given us. If there's anybody out there that needs some healing tonight, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. I know you've got the phone numbers out there, and I could also use to be able to help somebody and to be able to give them a lot of love and light. The other week we had a young man who put his hand in the light that I had brought down from heaven in front of him, and his hand actually disappeared right in front of him. What I've been able to do in terms of energy work through massage also is to be able to have people go into transparency where everything disappears right in front of them. Everything on the inside, the heart, the liver, everything is going inside. I've actually had the room disappear. With the projectors in it, they've actually disappeared right in front of the room, and I've had beautiful light all around the room. Just the only thing I would see would be those two stones that are in the projectors, and they're extremely bright, and that's what is known as transparency. That's what is known as getting in touch with the with everything that there is in the universe, and we can actually do that. And the Bible speaks of the hills skipping like rams just before the room disappears. What happens is that the door will be skipping, the walls will be skipping, and all of a sudden it just disappears right in front of you. And what they were discussing in the Bible was, is that the prophets would be able to see all these skippings and different things of that nature, and all of a sudden everything would be pure white light. It'd just be all pure white light around them. That's what they were discussing, and that's what they were seeing, or at least that's what I'm experiencing in the room. And believe me, I'm no prophet, but I've just been able to get in touch with that kind of universal energy. So to be in touch with that, oh boy, it's so wonderful. I know Fred has gotten in touch with that once or twice. I think his daughter partially disappeared in his sanctuary in his house. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I was wanting to experience a healing with you.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Absolutely. What can
I'm not
I
really
you?
Sure if I have what I have that's ailing me, but I think I'm so happy with the recent turn of events with the election that I feel
yes.
a new ray of hope. And
yes.
I'm just being buoyed, but I've spent like so many years feeling really sad about all this, you know, where everything has been going, that I know that I must be carrying a lot of things in me that probably could use some healing.
Absolutely. Actually, what happened when Obama became the elected president, the vibrational quality of the planet or the United States actually changed.
Didn't it?
Yes, it actually changed. We had a warrior president, and that brings down the energy, and we have a man of peace, which brings up the energy. So there's a lot of different kinds of feelings with it. But you wanted to be healed. Is that correct? You want to have some kind of healing tonight?
Yes. I would like to take care of some of the...
the pain?
Yeah, that I experienced with the other regime,
yes.
if you will.
Yes, not
because
a problem.
I went through a lot of very dark nights.
Yes, we all did.
And I think that all of us suffered. So when I ask for this, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening are probably going to benefit from it too.
Well, what we're doing right now is that there's a pillar of light right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you take your hand and move it about a foot away from you, your heart's opening up right now. But what I would like you to do is take either your right hand or your left hand and very slowly put it in front of you about a foot and a half. Very slowly, you'll be able to feel a tremendous amount of light, a tremendous amount of happiness right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
I am doing it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
It does. It feels wonderful.
Yes, good, honey. Just keep your hand there. What we're going to do is let the Almighty heal you. The light that I'm bringing down is right from heaven,
mm-hmm.
and whoever is listening has got that light right in front of them. You'll feel your house clearing, and you'll feel everything around you clearing, and you'll feel yourself clearing. So, here we go. You should be able to feel yourself more grounded now. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good. Do you feel your mind clearer?
I do. I feel like my whole body is clearer.
Yes. Yes. Anybody, the last time we did this, I think there were about 14 or maybe even 15 million people listening. And whoever was really listening, they were having that pillar of light right in front of them. And
mm-hmm.
even the people that weren't listening had that pillar of light in front of them.
Right.
So the ability to be able to do that is anybody can do it. All we need to do is to believe in ourselves.
Yes.
And you have tremendous power, honey.
Hmm.
Tremendous power. And you have a lot of darkness coming out of you, so just shut your eyes and just relax. That's it. flow. There you go. Take a good deep breath. I think you'll see that you're breathing a little deeper, actually much more deeper. How does that feel to you?
Feels heavenly.
Yeah, good, honey. All right. Now what you can do is take a walk a foot in front of you and just go right into the light totally. Just walk right into it. That's it. You're right there. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Just stand there and just feel the joy of being so close. Do you feel more nirvana?
I do.
Good, honey. Good.
I feel really joyous.
Good, honey. Good.
I really do. I feel like a bubble of happiness right now.
There you go. God doesn't want us to work hard at anything, honey.
Yes.
He wants love and light for all of us, and the simpler the better.
Yep.
So
I'm so grateful that our country was able to come forward the way it has. You know, my girlfriend says to me, you know, all of the mind expansion of the 60s wasn't for anything. It was
right.
For this time, to bring forth this man at this time.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's what we all prepared for.
Yes.
And
yes.
I have chills going up and down my body sometimes.
I am so happy for you.
Thinking of now we all have a mission we can work on together, you know, getting us out of this mess, whatever little platform we want to carry, you know?
Right. What's going to happen with you is that your aura is open to the universe eternally. So I'm going to show you what I was talking about a minute ago. If you want to hold out your hand like you're getting ready to shake my hand, where are you calling from there?
I'm calling from Mariposa, California, which is in the Sierra Nevada foothills.
Okay.
Gold and crystal in the hills.
Wonderful. Put out your hand, honey, like you're going to shake my hand.
Yes.
You're going to feel this energy right on your fingertips.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I can.
Good, honey. Your aura is open. There's no such thing as an aura. There is an egg aura, but the actual aura that comes from heaven, you're connected right to heaven, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the ability to be able to do a lot of wonderful things. So what's going to be interesting is that with that kind of love that you're given, you'll be able to walk near people.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to share that love with them without them even knowing it, or without you even knowing it, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's wonderful about it.
Mm. Well,
oh, boy, you feel really smooth.
Yes.
That's
well,
wonderful.
I tell you, I think Obama has lifted all of us. I think of us as being one being. But
we are one being.
His consciousness has lifted,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Because people are taking this deep sigh of relief, like, oh, my God, the world isn't mad anymore.
Right. It's just, it's a whole different era in our lives. And I think what we need to do is thank God that the right person is in.
Thank God that we've manifested him, too.
Well, that's what it's all about.
That's
it just comes around.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes around. So that's what you have to do. Now, you're very clear, honey. Your chakras are beautiful. You should be able to feel a vibration going right through your body.
Oh, I do.
Wonderful.
I do. And I've got goosebumps everywhere, too.
So. That's great. It's much better having a peaceful president than a warring president.
Yes.
You know, that the vibration of that is enough to drive anybody into depression.
Yes. Well,
and,
I tell you, I took some dark spins in there, and it was unnecessary.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people that say it was necessary, and there's a lot of people of it that say that it wasn't necessary. The important thing is it's over.
Right.
And we can move on. So, I think we all need to work as close as we can with the president,
mm-hmm.
and make it a better world for everybody, because we've made enemies all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is to put that love back in the world,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to heal people all over the world, because at one point we were the most loved people in the world,
mm-hmm.
and to end up being the most hated is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we the people was created, you know, back in 1776. So,
mm-hmm.
But the important thing is you feel better, and that's mm-hmm. that's the important part.
I do.
And if one soul can be better, everybody can be better.
Yes, I agree with that.
Absolutely. I just want to make sure that you're completely clear. So I'm just. Yes, yeah, you look very clear. Now, you're going to be feeling something a little bit more. If you look down at your feet, you're going to be able to see shards of crystals going right down to the center of the earth. If you just want to look on your floor, you're going to see a lot of energy. Do you see that going to the center of the earth?
I don't, but I can see it in my mind's eye.
Good, honey. That's what you're given.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is opening up to the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing that pure energy up from the center,
mm-hmm.
and passing it up through you to the earth and from heaven down to earth. So you are a beautiful conduit.
Hmm. Hmm.
How does that feel?
That feels wonderful. I was just thinking the other day how I guess in the geology of the earth, we can tell that there's been punctuated life, and then there's been, you know, like millions of years when there's no life on Earth, and then life will punctuate itself again, and all these forms of life will appear instantaneously almost.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see this, you know, evolutionary thing so much as they see this just, you know, life, you know, just find, you know. And I keep thinking of the Earth being so magnificent and so powerful to produce life.
Yes. The most amazing part about it is the Earth is no different than us. It breathes, and on a quiet day, if you go into an area that you see nothing but no trees, no nothing, and sit down, you'll actually be able to see the Earth breathe.
Hmm.
It's really amazing to do, and if you...
It's a big lumbering animal.
It's just the earth wants to give life and love all the time, and of course it takes it home too, so the important part is to live.
Mm-hmm.
And to believe. It's so important to believe.
Mm-hmm.
We have to believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently you really believe in yourself, so that's important.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much for calling, and don't hesitate to call me back sometime.
Okay, I would like that. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Be well, dear.
I really appreciate your work.
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you
so
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, anybody else, if you want to get that energy, if you want to feel that energy from heaven, please don't hesitate to call me, and I'll walk you through that. It'll clear you out in a millisecond, so... I remember when I was with Dr. Fred, we had about 20 people in the room. They were all feeling that, maybe it was 40 people in the room. And we were feeling that energy, and people were actually levitating. So it was a lot of fun. But anyhow, think of yourself as being a conduit. Think of yourself as looking through heaven's eyes, not your own eyes, but heaven's eyes, which means, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Lynn, and I had a question for you about how to stay centered. I work with mentally ill people and developmentally disabled people.
Okay.
And it feels like they suck the life out of me, and I need.
I can tell you that your left side is not open; that it's shut down, and your right side is open. So what we're going to do, honey? There's a pillar of light standing right in front of you. A beautiful pillar of light. I want you to take your right hand and move it very slowly, about a foot and a half in front of you. It's about 4 feet around, and just put your hand in there.
Okay.
Very slow. That's it. You're right there. Good. You should feel your left side opening now. Good. Your consciousness just opened all the way. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can definitely feel it.
Good, honey. Allow that just to go through your body. Just be free. Allow the freedom to express your own expression. Allow yourself to feel. That's it. Beautiful. You're clearing out a lot of stuff right now. It should be clear in about 30 seconds. We're going to be taking about 28 years of stuff out of your body right now. That's what I'm being told. So we're just going to clear you. That's really good. You should be able to feel that energy going through you quite profoundly.
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. You should feel a lot more centered now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Can you feel more grounded?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. Just stay with me. That's it. Now, this is a whole different feeling for you. I can feel it. I can feel your energy opening up, and you're saying to yourself, what's going on here?
Well, it feels really good, and I felt my left side open up immediately.
Yes, yes.
I feel good. More balanced.
Well, you're much more in tune. You're in tune with everything around you right now. It doesn't take long. It can be done instantaneously. We need to allow ourselves to let go and to be able to feel the love around us, and that's what you're feeling now. Do you feel your mind expanding right now?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. What is your name?
My name is Lynn.
Okay, Lynn. I just, it doesn't actually matter. It matters because you have a name, but it's amazing because, the love around us, there's so much of it, and we need to be able to use it, so this is a good way to learn how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want, you can walk right into that pillar of light right in front of you. That's it. Good, you're right there. Just stand right there. That's it. How does that feel?
It feels like it's clearing out all the energy in my body.
You bet.
Clarity.
Yes. I feel so good. I'm just taking a breath because I'm watching the stuff coming out of you. You're almost clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you'll be able to do with the people that you're working with is this light will stay with you for quite some time. And what you can do is don't even think about it, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. The people around you will become centered and cleared. It's not for you to even worry about. Just keep it very simple and just allow things to clear around people. I think you're going to feel a big difference with people as you're working with them. They won't even know what's happening, but it'll clear very quickly. How does that feel?
Well, it feels really good.
Good.
That's a different approach than I've taken to when I'm working with them.
Yes, we need to be able to, that's the important part, is to be able to open up to the universe, to be able to open up to God's love more. He wants it to be very simple. He doesn't want it to be complex. Would you do me a favor? Could you hold your hand? Where are you calling from, by the way?
Washington State.
Okay, do me a favor. Hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay?
Can you feel that energy at your fingertips? I'm pressing on them right now.
Yeah, they're tingling.
Yes, good, honey. You're open up completely to heaven. You have the heavenly energy running through you, and it's already coming up from the center of the earth through your body. Everything is working fine with you. It's so beautiful to look at.
It feels really good.
Yeah, you should be in a state of nirvana. How does that feel?
It feels like lots of areas in me have been closed down, and they've really opened up right now.
Yes, yes. What you want to say to yourself is that it's open period. Allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression, but allow yourself to know that it's just beautiful to be in love. You know, just be in love with who you are, and that's what we're doing. We're passing you tremendous love from heaven and from the earth. You should be thinking a lot clearer now. Can you feel that?
Yes, definitely.
In about a week or so, you'll be feeling more in a fourth dimensional thinking. So what that means is that you'll be able to feel things that you've never been able to feel before. It'll happen very gradually and slowly. And you'll be able to actually feel and think more in a primal state and be who you are. I think you'll be able to understand things a lot clearer in about, I would say, in about a week. Things that you thought of that were hard to think of will not be hard to think of anymore. You'll be able to express it very well. You really feel good. You really, really feel good.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Good. Well, I'm going to let you go because there might be somebody else getting ready to call in.
Thank you so
much for calling. If you need to call me back, don't hesitate.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Here. Bye-bye. And that's what we're talking about, that kind of energy that can come from heaven to the center of the earth and back up through us. We are conduits. We do a lot of work that we don't know that we do. And it's being blocked by the energies that are so profoundly out there. ELFs, psychic energy, all kinds of things that curtail our, or are trying to curtail our growth. And so what we need to do is just allow that to go. Just allow it to be free. The more we think about heaven, the more we think about feeling through heaven's eyes rather than our own, the more the stuff will dissipate, the more you can let it go. So please, just think clearer. Think your mind clearer. Anybody that's listening, just take your hand and put it right in front of you, and you'll be cleared instantaneously right into the light. There's a beautiful 4-foot beam of light coming down to everybody that's listening to this program. So please, just stand either in the light. That's it. You should be able to feel tingling in your feet. You're clearing now. That's wonderful. So the more we do this, the more that we can get in touch with ourselves, the more we get in touch with the light. It's being made simple for you. It's being made so you'll be able to get in touch with it, and your minds can clear and your bodies can clear, and you won't be so sick. If you are sick, if you're not sick, God bless you. But it's better to be in the light than it is to be in anything else. So that light will help you tremendously. That is from heaven. That's not from me. I'm just a conduit. I'm just like you guys. I'm nobody special. I'm just Stephen Barish. That's all I am. And the more we love ourselves, the more we'll open up to this kind of energy and love. So I think it's very important that we take and respect ourselves and respect the people around us and our children and our children's children, and whatever the case may be, just love yourself more. Love yourself more by letting go. Allow yourself to feel the freedom of who you are by letting go. And feel that energy that's in front of you. Feel the energy that's inside of you now. Because you'll be a lot more open, your consciousness will be more open. A lot of you are a lot more grounded and a lot clearer in mind and body. So enjoy that. It feels wonderful. I've got about 3 or 4 more minutes, so if anybody needs a clearing, I'm more than happy to help you for the next 3 or 4 minutes. After that, I've got the Vamanos. So anyhow, we do have a couple more minutes. I need to leave at 6:57. It's 6:55 now. And I wanted to thank a couple people. I wanted to thank Mikkel, Dr. Fred, Valerie, and a lot of other people I can't even remember because I'm in a meditative state right now, and it feels wonderful to be in this kind of state of happiness and glowing. So it just feels wonderful to be in touch with you guys and to be able to give you and share the energy with you profoundly from heaven. And remember, keep it simple. Nothing is made that we can't fix. It can be fixed just by letting go. It's a wonderful way of living by letting go and allow that energy to heal you and allow the love to go through you. And love everybody around you. Love thyself as thyself, as it says. So anyhow, on that note, I need to go. God bless you all. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Xenia Seberg.